Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope is sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Gospel Pulpit for Monday, March the 2nd, as we start another week of broadcasting here on the radio. It's a great joy to be with you today. And I praise the Lord, we start another month here, don't we? Amen. And it's good to be starting the third month of the year. Well, friend, we're into our big project here. We're calling it Reaching America with the Gospel. We're asking 1,000 people across America. If you would like to help us by supporting $10 per month, which is $120 a year, if you start right now in March, you'll support us right March through February of next year. And if you fall on hard times, you need to quit at any time, we're not going to hold you to anything. We're just asking you to pray about what the Lord would have you do. Maybe you could just give a special gift. We're going to be launching, hopefully, some new radio broadcasts, and I'd like to do that. And then keep, of course, the ones we got here. We're on some great stations, and I praise the Lord. Now, this is not to further me. This is to get the gospel out. And I've got one more big announcement I'm going to be making, Lord willing, sometime this year. And I'm real excited about it. I've been working on it, and I'm not going to talk about it right now too much. But it will really, in a sense, go along with what we're doing here. But God has been so good to GBI, and I praise the Lord for the years that God's let me be in radio, the friends I've met. Now, if you want to make that gift, you could do it $10 per month or a one-time gift, $120. Make your check to GBI, and then I'll give you the mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. And also, if you want to give with the card, the debit or the credit, you can call our offices at 336-356-1560 or 336-372-5700, all right? We'd love to know the call letters of the station when you write that you're listening to us on. I want you to pray for me during these days, and I hope you're still in your Bible and in daily prayer. Make your prayer list and pray. Get a hold of God. Folk, we need God in this nation. Amen? I tell you, we really do. We're in America. We're in a dangerous place right now. And I applaud all those who are trying to help America, trying to help our nation. And brother, we're in a mess right now. Amen. And we ought to be praying about who goes in this election year. Amen. We ought to be praying about judges and senators and congressmen and different people. And we ought to be praying about that. Amen. That God would help us in this hour. All right, we're going to go back to another message out of Joshua today. And the message is this week entitled Courage. I hope it's a blessing. Now, we come to our fourth in this series of messages, Preaching from Joshua. And we're just taking topics in the book of Joshua. This is not a verse-by-verse study, but just topics here. Today, I want to call your attention to three or four verses here. We'll begin reading at Joshua chapter 1, and we'll begin at verse number 6 and read through verse number 9. The Bible says in verse 6, the Lord talking to Joshua, the Bible says, "Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all of the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." Verse 8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success." Verse 9, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Now, our Heavenly Father, would you help us today as we preach on this very important subject? And I pray you'll use us for your glory. And Lord, have your will and your way in this day and in this time. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, I call your attention today in three of these four verses the writer mentions courage. And what God is wanting to do is now they're getting ready to conquer the Canaan land. But there's got to be some courage on the part of Joshua. And God has laid down some commandments to him. So I want to preach on the word courage today. And if there's anything we need in the day and hour in which we live, it is courage. Now, I want to give you an introduction to this. My introduction might go a little while, so we'll just see how much of the message I actually get to. But the word courage, let's think about that word for a minute. It means bravery. It means that quality of mind which enables men to encounter danger and difficulties with firmness or without fear. Depression of spirits, and it means valor, it means boldness, and it means resolution. Now, when we talk about courage, one fellow said courage is acting in spite of fear. You know, the human body is made where we're made to fear. Now, I think that fear is one of the devil's tactics. I really do. I also think this. One of my old pastors used to say this many times when I was growing up, and I even heard this, I think, before I got saved. I know I did. I heard him say this. The devil, the greatest tool of the devil is discouragement. Now, I'm talking to people out there today, and man, you're discouraged. I'm talking to pastors, and you're so discouraged with things. The other Sunday morning I woke up, and I had a meeting booked. I was supposed to be somewhere, and I did go, and I did preach. But I tell you, I woke up, and the devil got me so discouraged. I didn't say anything to my wife. I didn't say anything. I went into my office there at home and went over my scriptures, the message I was going to preach. I had never preached that message before. And I went over that, and I mean the devil worked on me. He just had me down and blue and sad. And brother, let me say, we cannot be at our best when we're discouraged. So we must stay in the Word of God. Now, God gave Joshua three things about discouragement. I want you to notice, first of all, this is my introduction. This is not the message, just the introduction. Three times Joshua is instructed about courage. Number one, he's instructed about courage concerning the whole congregation of Israel. Verse number 6, the Bible says, "Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." Now, let's just stop right there and take some time, and we're going to follow the Holy Spirit. If we don't even get to all this, it's fine. We might just stay in the introduction. I don't know. But anyway, here's Joshua now. Now, God has told him to be strong. He said, for unto this whole multitude, I'm going to divide the inheritance. Now, you got to go back, and you got to think about some things. Now, 40 years earlier, Joshua was part of 12 men that went to Canaan for 40 days. This was only 40 years ago, 40 years earlier. And Joshua saw that mission fail because of discouragement. Now, God killed those other 10 men. The only man that was alive was Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Caleb wholly followed the Lord. And Joshua saw that failure. And God was reminding Joshua that if he got discouraged, the rest of them would be. Now, let me say this to you, Pastor. I'm not going to tell you how to pastor your church. I'm not going to tell you how to preach. I don't know any of that. God hasn't put me in your church, so I can't tell you anything that way. But I can say this. If you're discouraged, the rest of the crowd will be. If you're ahead of the soul winning at your church, if you're discouraged, the rest of the crowd will be. I noticed that when I pastored. If I was down, my people would get down. Amen. If you lead the choir, if you're discouraged, they will be. If you are a deacon, if you're discouraged, other deacons will be discouraged. Amen. And so it goes a long way. Courage is a thing that you've got to be bold. Amen. Now, you've got to do what's right, but you've got to have a courage and realize you have an influence on other people. If you get in the Sunday school class and all you talk about is how bad times are and how bad America is, and you're going to get the whole crowd discouraged. Amen. Unfortunately, that's what a lot of people hear on Sunday. They go to the house of God and they hear a recap of the week's news. Now, let me say, that's the last thing in the world you need. Now, wait a minute. I believe that we ought to preach about things and And I even have a program. As of the time I'm recording this, it's called A Call for Revival. It's a 5-minute thing we do each day. But let me say something about that. I'm not going to spend my time in doom and gloom and tell you how bad everything is. I cannot carry on the work of the Lord being discouraged. I cannot. I can't carry the ministry that God has given me here at Gospel Broadcasting if I'm discouraged. So God is telling Joshua, now you be strong because I'm going to give you the land. Let's read that verse again. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people, all right, now he's talking about the whole multitude, shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Now, here's the deal. Joshua's got a lot of work to do. Joshua is going to divide the entire promised land. Of course, they didn't take it all that God promised them. I don't think Israel's ever had all of that land. But the land that they took, Joshua was going to have to be a leader. And let me say this to you. The late Dr. Lee Robertson made this statement, and I will echo it here. Everything rises and falls on leadership. If you've got a poor leader as the pastor of the church, then the church will not do anything. If you've got a poor leader in the classroom, the student will not do anything. If you've got a poor leader on the job, then the classroom will not do anything. Now, the leader is called on sometimes to make decisions that he might not want to make. Now, here as the leader of this ministry that God has put me into, and there's no doubt that God's put me in the radio ministry for this time, for this hour, for this day, all right? There are decisions sometimes that I have to make concerning different things that maybe people don't like, or churches don't like, or maybe I don't like it myself. But we have to make those decisions, and we have to have enough courage to do what is right. Now, number one, he made a statement concerning the whole congregation. All right, if Joshua's discouraged, the whole crowd's going to be discouraged. Amen. And let me just go back before I go to number two and just read you Numbers 33:32. This is talking about the 40 years earlier when the 10 men went with Joshua and Caleb. And the Bible gives you a little bit of what happened here in verse 32. The Bible says, and they brought up an evil report, talking about the 10 men of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men great stature. Now, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Where's God? There's a lot of philosophy, but no feeling of the Holy Spirit. No power of the Holy Spirit. You know, today we have traded the power of God for philosophy. Amen. If I don't get anywhere else today, I'm just going to say, I love you all. But folk, we try to reason God's will out too much. God sends 12 men over there. And wait a minute. God sent the men. God told Moses to do it. So hold on a minute. And by the way, we said this in another message. These wasn't fly-by-night men. These were not just nobodies. These were rulers of the people. And God sent these men over there. God sent them over there to do a job, to search out the land. God did not send them there. Now, I'm going to give you something to think about because the Holy Spirit just gave it to me. God did not send them over there to decide whether they could take the land. That wasn't their mission. They were wrong by coming back to the whole congregation and said, we can't do this. God didn't send them over there to see if they could do it. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for Monday, March the 2nd on these great stations. I hope you'll tune us in again tomorrow. You've been listening to a message entitled Courage. If you want that message, just write for it this week, and it's free of charge. We can email you a copy, or we can send it on CD. Our email address, comments@gbiradio.org, and then we'll give you the mailing address at the end of the radio broadcast. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. God be with you is my prayer. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitude.
multitudes, turn the water into wine to the hungry.